Hello. I would want us to start this way. Olorun to da awon oke ikadi eyi mo fi ope your name. We bow down before the maker of the heaven and the earth, and we say thou art worthy. Glory and honor be unto your name. Lord, today speak to us. Speak to us today, O God. And at the end of our discussion today, Father, let your word sow seed in our lives. And let us all be able to take something tangible home. For we pray and we agree together in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, I want to thank God and the Lord for this unique opportunity given unto me to come and say one or two things about today's topic. The topic before me this morning is money the ultimate in showing love in a relationship? I pray that in the mighty name of Jesus, and after today's success encounter, we'll all be able to come to a logical conclusion whether money or love is the ultimate in showing love in a relationship in Jesus' mighty name. I would want us to examine the three key words that is before us this morning. Number one, money. Number two, love. And the third thing is a relationship. That is the key three things before us this morning. When I was called upon and I was given to come and talk briefly about this thing, where I work, when we have a big issue that affects the state or the nation, we normally take it outside to sample people's opinion. That is what we call vox pop or vox populi, to sample people's opinion. And I tried to do one or two about this, even till yesterday night, to talk to people that is money the ultimate in showing love in a relationship. Some said, owo ni koko, we all know that money is good. And you will all agree with me. Or is there anybody in the auditorium, Tio Feron Owo? I'm very sure the person is not here. So let's put our hands together for ourselves. Is anybody in the auditorium that believes so much in love? If you are here, just give a clap offering to the Almighty God. Thank you so much.
Eshegun.
Well, today I would like to start.
Leni, you okay so nipa?
Number one.
Ikini.
What is money?
Kini owo.
Money is what you earn.
Owo je ohun ti a n gba
by working
nípa iṣẹ́ tí a ṣe.
Or by selling things.
Àbí ohun tí a tà.
Or a medium of exchange.
Àbí ó jẹ́ ohun tí a fi ń gbé ìgbé ayé.
I will tell you, money is very, very good.
Wọ́n sọ fún wa pé owó dára.
I remember some 20-something years ago.
Wọ́n rántí bí 20 ọdún sẹ́yìn.
I have this little nephew.
Wọ́n láwọn ní ọmọ ẹ̀gbọ́n wọn kan.
By now he's a lawyer.
Nísì ó ti di agbẹjọ́rò.
A visitor came to our house then way back in Akure on those days.
Wọ́n ní àlejò kan dé wọn nígbà tí wọ́n wà ní Àkúrẹ́.
And this visitor gave my little brother 50 naira.
Wọ́n ní àlejò náà sì fún ọmọ àbúrò wọn ní owó 50 naira, 50 naira.
And I think 50 naira was the highest denomination that we have in Nigeria then, if I'm not mistaken.
Pé 50 naira nígbà yẹn jẹ́ owó tí ó tóbi jù nínú owó tí a ná lórílẹ̀-èdè Nàìjíríà.
And I think the mom, my brother's wife, had to buy something, wanted to buy something urgently.
Wọ́n ní ìyàwó ẹ̀gbọ́n àwọn fẹ́ ra nǹkan.
He now collected the 50 naira from this my nephew.
Ó gba owó lọ́wọ́ ọmọdé náà.
And when the little boy was crying, my money, my money, my money.
Pé nígbà tí ọmọdékùnrin náà sunkún pé owó òun.
The mom gave him 20 naira.
Pé màmá àwọn fún ní 20 naira.
And he said, he started crying.
Pé ọmọ náà ké ó yarí.
He said, no.
Ó ní pé rárá.
Owó tó fún mi.
That the money they gave him.
Ọlọ́pàá kọ́ ló wà lára ẹ̀.
Is not police that is in it.
Bàbá àti màmá tó wé gèlè.
That is mother and father that tie edge here.
That was when I realized since then that if you look at the 50 naira note in Nigeria today, you see bàbá and màmá that tie gèlè and then.
Ṣé èyí ló jẹ́ kí wọ́n mọ̀ pé tí a bá wo 50 naira Nigeria, a rí pé bàbá àti màmá tí ó wé gèlè wà níbẹ̀.
Just to tell you that money.
Láti sọ fún wa wípé.
Money is important.
Owó ṣe pàtàkì.
And even to little children, they know what money is.
Ṣé fún àwọn ọmọ kékeré gan wọ́n mọ ìwúlò owó.
I'd like to go to love.
Wọ́n ní láti lọ sí òkè òkun.
No, love, love, love.
Ìfẹ́, ìfẹ́.
Thank God that I speak Yoruba too very, very plainly. Okay. Love, ìfẹ́.
Ìfẹ́.
We all know that love is a variety of different feelings.
Pé ìfẹ́ jẹ́ ohun tí ó jẹ́ ohun oríṣiríṣi bí ènìyàn ṣe ka ìfẹ́ sí ó jẹ́ ọ̀nà oríṣiríṣi.
That is the state and attitude.
Pé ìwà àti ìṣe.
Ranging from interpersonal attention.
Láti bí ìwà tí oníkálukú ń wù.
We have deep types of love.
A ní ìfẹ́ oríṣiríṣi.
We know what the Bible says about love.
A mọ ohun tí Bíbélì sọ nípa ìfẹ́.
We know that we have different types of love. Even in the scripture, the agape love, the love of God, and so on, the carnal one, and so on and so forth.
Bíbélì sọ oríṣiríṣi nípa ìfẹ́, ìfẹ́ ti Ọlọ́run, ìfẹ́ ti ẹran ara, àti ìfẹ́ ti ayé.
Another thing that I would like to take us to.
Ohun mìíràn tí a tún fẹ́ kí a mọ̀.
Of relationship.
Nípa ìbáṣepọ̀.
What is relationship?
Kí ló ń jẹ́ ìbáṣepọ̀?
How do we handle relationships?
Báwo ni a ṣe mú ìbáṣepọ̀?
How many types of relationships do we have?
Oríṣiríṣi ìbáṣepọ̀ wo ni a ní?
That is just to define the three key things that are the bone of contention before me this morning.
Ohun mẹ́ta tí ó ṣe pàtàkì nípa ìbáṣepọ̀.
I would like to take us to the first thing, which is money.
A ó mú wa lọ sí ibi kan tí ó ṣe pàtàkì ní òwúrọ̀ yìí.
Ohun tó ohun tí mo kọ́kọ́ sọ nípa owó. The first thing that I talked about, which is our money.
Ohun tí wọ́n sọ nípa owó.
Now we come to love and relationship.
A ó wá padà sí orí ìfẹ́ àti ìbáṣepọ̀.
We know that money is very good.
A mọ̀ pé owó ṣe ó dára.
But one thing that I want us to know.
Bẹ̀wò nǹkan tí wọ́n fẹ́ kí a mọ̀ ní òwúrọ̀ yìí.
Is that.
Ni pé.
Money can develop wings.
Owó lè wu ìyẹ́.
And fly away.
Kí ó sì kò lọ.
I pray that all the money that God has given unto us and the one that God will still give unto us will not develop wings and fly away.
Gbogbo nti Olorun fun wa wo ti Olorun fun wa ko ni wi ye ki o ko lo loruko Jesu.
We know how people look for money today.
Amo bi awon eniyan se nwa owo ni eni.
We have seen issues, people killing brothers or killing sisters or even using their children for sacrifice.
Orisirisi ni a n gbo bi awon eniyan se n pa egbon abi aburo lati fi wa owo.
I'm telling you a true life story here this morning because I'm not an African magic person. So if I cited any example, that is just true life story.
Pe ohun ti won so fun wa iriri aye gidi ti o sele ni won ke so ni owurọ.
We seen a situation
as he ri orisirisi ohun
where a husband
maybe ti oko
will agree with his wife
ti o ni re pelu iyawo re ibasopo
that let us use one of the children
pe je ki awon fi okan ikanse okan pe je ki a lo okan ninu awon omo
to make money
lati fi se ogun owo.
We have seen a situation
as it is ri
where a man
maybe ti okunrin
will agree with his wife.
Ti ohun ati iyawo re yo jo popopo.
I'm sorry to say, I want to believe that we are all adults here.
Won ni ka ma binu won ni lokan pe gogo wa ati dagba.
That a man will use a sperm for money.
Se okunrin yo lo nkan omokunrin re fun owo.
Just to tell us.
Lati so fun wa pe
the way people look for money.
Bi awon eniyan se nwa owo.
But I tell you.
O so fun wa pe
we all know what the scripture says.
Amo nti bibeli so
about money.
Nipa owo.
If you go to 1 Timothy 6:10.
Si a ba lo sinu iwe Timothy ori kefa ese kewa.
We know what the Bible says. Amo nti bibeli so because of our time.
Nitori akoko wa.
I said money can develop wings and fly away.
Owo le wi ye ki o si ko lo.
That was a particular incident.
Won ni ohun kan sele.
A friend to my husband.
Ore oko won kan
came to our house at a point.
O wa sile won nigba kan
when we have this challenge.
Nigba ti won ni idojuko kan.
And the friend to my husband said,
ore oko won na si wi pe
you better don't think.
E je ma ronu.
Don't want to feel bad about this situation that we are passing through is a faith.
Mi o fe ke banu je nipa ohun ti e nla koja.
And he said, thank God that you have your own home.
Pe ki won dupe wi pe won ni ireti.
Home.
Pe won ni ile.
In our side, this person that I'm talking about is working in a company in Lagos here.
Won leni ta won so e won sise ni bi
epo. He said he has a particular friend.
Po ni ore kan.
That you know they pay them good money in oil company.
Ke won ma so owo taba fun won ni bi.
Not like we civil servants.
Se ki se bi awon ton sise ijoba.
And he said this man, whenever they pay them, whenever he has collected maybe all these arrears and the rest.
Nigba ti o ba ti gba owo oya re,
he goes abroad.
A lo si oke okun.
Asked me to do what?
Pe ki lo lo se?
He is going to watch Arsenal or Man U. Life.
Se a lo wo awon elere bọọlu Arsenal bi Man U.
When he was telling my husband this, I asked my cousin, when he gets to London, he would join the footballers on the pitch ni to boyo ma ba won fese si bọọlu yen lati gba.
Won nigba to so fun oko awon wa bi oko won pe se to ba de ilu oke okun yen, se o fura e ma ba won gba bọọlu ni.
And lo and behold, this guy was living this flamboyant life.
Because
the money is there. He goes abroad. To watch Tiger Woods. To watch Man U.
To watch
Arsenal. And he does this virtually every other weekend. At a point, we were told by my husband friend that this man was sacked.
Pe won so fun won pe ada ore oko won yi duro ni bise.
Or a friend to my husband's friend.
Ore oko won kan o so fun won pe arakunrin to ma n lo si oke okun lo wo bọọlu yi pe won da duro ni bise.
And what happened?
Pe ki lo sele?
Money development.
Owo si wi iye.
And fly the way.
O ko lo.
Or can he go back to those airlines to collect the money back?
Won ni se o le lo si awon ibi ise balu lati lo gba owo to ti fi gba tickets.
That is one thing about money.
I have
talked about the extent that people go to look for money.
The last
example I cited
is
for us to know that when we have money, when God bless us with money,
not only
to shine our eyes,
we should
shine our brain.
I would like
to take us to the issue of love. I have talked about money.
Ati so nipa owo.
We have seen situations where money would separate marriage.
Ati ribi ti owo tin da ibe yawo ru.
I would like to take us to issue of love.
Amu wa lo si bi oro ife.
We have different type of love.
Ani orisirisi ife.
We have the one that we call philia or philio, that is a Greek word.
Ari eyi ti won so yi.
We have friendship or brotherly love.
Ani nipa arakunrin abi arabinrin.
Like the one we have between David and Jonathan.
Eti ari nipa ti David ati Jonathan.
As it is recorded in the book of 1 Samuel.
Bi a se ko ninu iwe Samuel kini
18.
Ori kejidilogun.
And 1 Samuel.
Samuel kini
20.
Ori ogun.
Because of our time, I would not want us to probably read.
Nitori akoko wa ko ni ka ti abadele ki aloka.
I would also like us to maybe we'll jot it down when we get home, we can read. Hebrews 13:1.
Eje ki akosile ti abadele ka lo ye ibe iwe beru
ori ketala
13:1. Ese kini.
Which says that brotherly love continues. It is human response.
Eje ki ife ara ki o ma wale aishetan.
That is formed to be delighted. We have different types of love.
Ani orisirisi ife.
We have the love between husband and wife.
Ari ife laarin oko ati aya.
We have the love between brothers and sisters.
Ife laarin arakunrin ati arabinrin.
Love between father and daughter.
Ife baba si omo.
Love between father and son.
Ife baba si omo okunrin.
And so on and so forth.
Ati be be lo.
We all know about agape love.
Ari nipa ife ti Olorun.
Agape love is the love of God.
Ife ti Olorun.
Agape love is a self-emptying or divine love.
Ife ti Olorun.
It is charitable.
Ife ti ki isetan.
It is selfless.
Ifetiko fe ara re
nikan. And so on and so forth.
Ati be be lo.
It is the way God is seen to live humanity.
Ari pe ife eleyi je ife ti Olorun ni si awo omo eniyan.
The Christian understanding is that love comes from God.
Awon nigbagbo ri wi pe ife wa lati odo Olorun.
But if God, love does not come from God,
ti ife ko ba wa lati odo Olorun,
you will know easily.
Oni
there is no two way to eat. We are talking about love in a relationship.
At least
to the glory of the Almighty God,
I am
now half of a century, or a little above half of the century. Years back, even because before I even went of getting married or marrying at all,
ni odun to ti pe seyin ki won to loko,
I have this couple.
Won ri awon oko ati iyawo kan ton je ore won.
And they have this neighbor.
Won ni alabagbe kan.
Who has also married.
Ti o na ti ge yawo.
Brethren, do you know what broke that marriage?
Won ara nje mo ti o sele ninu igbeyawo.
Not this my friend, though they are neighbor.
Ki se ore won yi o sugbon alabagbe re.
Ordinary Maclet. Maclean is a few for
you. Don't see how we follow Maclean.
Do you believe that?
Njemope.
Do you believe that Maclean can separate a marriage?
Shele gbagbo wi pe ohun ti a fin fonu le tu igbeyawo ka.
I think Maclean now goes for maybe 150 or 180 in the market.
Pe ko ju bi
1 bi naira bi ogun naira bi meje o le die. Listen.
Igba naira o din adota.
But this time that I'm taking us back to.
Won ni nigba ti an so yi.
Maybe Maclean's is about 25 naira or 39.
Ohun ti a fin fọnu ko ju bi 50 naira.
What happened?
Ki lo sele?
The husband said, whenever the wife wants to use Maclean,
ọkọ wi pe nigba ti iyawo ba fe lo ohun ifoyin,
instead from the wife to press at the edge,
e to ye ki iyawo ko te lati idi,
he will press from the middle.
A se ni arin,
and trouble started.
Isoro yi ti bere.
The husband had to slap the wife a few times.
Ọkọ gba esi iyawo ni aimoye igba.
And the wife in response went back to their family house to bring his brothers and the thugs to come and beat the husband.
Iyawo si pada si ile lati lo pe awon arakunrin
lati wa lo ọkọ. Then the wife was cheating.
Mo wo ni gba ireje yi.
And that was the end of that marriage.
Ohun ti o tu igbeyawo na ka ni eyi.
But if there is genuine love between husband and wife,
ṣùgbọ́n tí ìfẹ́ òtítọ́ bá wà láàrin ọkọ àti ìyàwó,
hey, you will correct yourself with love.
A ó rí pé a ó bára wa wí pẹ̀lú ìfẹ́.
You will definitely even, out of this love, there are certain things I will even overlook. My sister or my darling, you just think she don't be done this way.
A ó rí pé àìmọye nǹkan ni a ó fojú fò dá nípa ìfẹ́.
About a week ago,
ní bí ọ̀sẹ̀ kan sẹ́yìn,
I was at a function.
Wọ́n láwọn wà níbi ayẹyẹ kan.
My brother-in-law.
Pe arakunrin ọkọ wọn kan.
And thank God, a member of this church, she's here. We were together at that function.
Pe ara ijo yi kan to wa ni bi won jo wa ni bi ayeye na.
And when it was the time for the wife to give testimony about the husband,
won ni nigba ti o to akoko fun iyawo lati soro nipa oko,
she said when she was about to marry her husband years back,
pe nigba ti ohun fe fi oko ohun ni odun sẹyin die,
the husband couldn't afford money for a box that we use for engagement lati keru iyawo.
Pe oko ko ti e ni owo lati fi ra apoti lati fi ko eru iyawo.
And the husband said, if you don't mind, I would go and borrow from a friend of mine.
Pe oko n so fun pe ti ohun ko ba,
ti iyawo ba
ko ohun lo ya lodo ore nkan.
And the wife said, hey, because of the love that I have for you, go and borrow.
Torí ìfẹ́ tí ìyàwó ní sí ọkọ sì gbà kí ọkọ rẹ̀ lọ yá àpótí yìí.
And the wife agreed.
Ọkọ ìyàwó sì gbà.
I tell you today,
wọ́n sọ fún wa lénìí,
that the husband is a multi-millionaire.
Ọkọ yìí jẹ́ olówó jaburata.
To the extent that he has a ship.
Débi wípé ó ní ọkọ̀ ojú omi.
Tó fi ń ṣe epo.
That is using for oil business.
So, that time I know the wife. The wife also is like a sister to my husband.
Wọ́n ní nígbà yìí àwọn ọmọ ìyàwó náà ó jẹ́ bí àbúrò sí ọkọ wọn.
And this lady that I'm talking about comes from the father is so wealthy.
Ọmọbìnrin náà sì wá láti ilé tí wọ́n lówó.
But because of the love for this guy there.
Ṣùgbọ́n torí ìfẹ́ tí ó ní sí arákùnrin yìí ní ìgbà náà.
He agreed to marry the husband.
Ó gbà láti fẹ́ ọkọ rẹ̀.
And today,
lénìí yìí,
they live in millions.
Wọ́n ń gbé nínú ọ̀pọ̀ yanturu.
Today,
lónìí,
we all celebrate money more than anything.
À ń pọ́ owó lé ju ohunkóhun ní orílẹ̀-èdè àgbáyé.
Even to some,
fún àwọn ẹlòmíràn,
they even worship God by money more than God.
Wọ́n sin owó ju Ọlọ́run wọn.
Who shouldn't be?
Tí kò yẹ kó rí bẹ́ẹ̀.
I would like to come to relationship.
A fẹ́ wá sí ní ìbáṣepọ̀.
What is relationship?
Kí ni ìbáṣepọ̀ jẹ́?
Relationship is the way.
Ìbáṣepọ̀ jẹ́ ọ̀nà.
In which two people.
Èyí tí ènìyàn méjì.
Group.
Ọ̀pọ̀ àwọn èèyàn.
Or countries.
Àbí àwọn ọ̀pọ̀.
Behave towards each other.
Bí wọ́n ṣe ń hùwà sí ara wọn.
Relationship is connection.
Ìbáṣepọ̀ jẹ́ ìwà papọ̀.
Association.
Ìwà papọ̀.
Ìbáṣepọ̀.
Ìwà ìbáṣepọ̀.
Or involvement between persons.
Èyí tí ó wà láàrin ènìyàn.
It could be blood relation.
Ó lè jẹ́ ẹ̀jẹ̀ rẹ.
It could be relationship.
Ó lè jẹ́ ìbáṣepọ̀.
It could be intimate.
Ó lè jẹ́ ẹni tí o fẹ́ràn jù.
It could be ethical. It could be business.
Ó lè jẹ́ nípa okòwò.
We know we have several types of our relationship.
A mọ̀ pa ní oríṣiríṣi ìbáṣepọ̀.
But the point that I want us to look at now because of our time.
Ibi tí wọ́n fẹ́ káwò ní òwúrọ̀ yìí nítorí àkókò wa.
Is the role of money in a relationship.
O ni pé owó nínú ìbáṣepọ̀.
Ipa tí owó kó nínú ìbáṣepọ̀. Sorry. The role of money in a relationship.
Ipa ti owo ko ninu ibasepo.
I tell you, great men and women of God.
Eyin ara mi ninu Oluwa,
that
pe
we should not exalt money.
E ma se je ki a gbe owo ga.
Than our relationship.
Ju ibasepo to wa laarin oko ati aya.
Or love.
Abi ife.
I have cited examples.
What is so awon orisirisi ona.
When I, just like I said when I started,
bon se so nigba ti won bere,
that I had to sample people's opinion.
Pe awon ni lati wa awon okan wa ka wo nti ani ni okan.
About this topic before me.
Nipa koko ti o wa ni waju wa.
And some said, ah, you see, auntie, when there is no money, there is nothing like love.
Pe awon ti won fi oro wa lenuwe elomi so pe ti o ba si owo ko si fe.
Yes, I'm not saying money is not good. I love money, and I know every other person here in this audit, even including our fathers and the Lord, they love money.
Aso so wiki owo ko dara gbogbo wa la nife owo ti a si fe ni owo.
But we should, there should be a demarcation. There should be a line.
Sugbon ala gbudo wa laarin owo ati ibasepo.
In the way we take love.
Bi a se gbe ife
and money
ati owo
in a relationship.
Ninu ibasepo.
We know that money is so cool and cool.
Amo wipe owo dara.
And we know that to be wealthy is
amo
also good.
Amo pe ki eniyan lowo dara.
But one thing that I want us to also take home today,
ohun kan ti a fe ki a mu lo le loni,
is that
ni wipe
if you decide to cherish money,
ti a ba pinnu lati feran owo,
I bet you
o so fun wa,
we may not be heading to a right direction when it comes to our relationship or love.
A le ma ko ipase ti o dara nipa ibasepo wa.
We know series of examples in the scriptures.
A ri orisirisi awon ti won ti so fun wa ninu iwe mimo.
We know what the Bible says.
Amo nti bibeli so.
The Bible is the only standard of truth.
Bibeli ni ohun ti o fi idi otito mule.
That evaluate all other opinions in life.
Eti o fi idi re mule
of his teaching.
Fun wa nipa ibasepo.
What you cherish is,
ohun ti a ni lati mu ni okunkundun,
does not really show that whatever you cherish,
ohun ti o ba feran ti o jo ohun ti o je pataki si o,
either love,
o le je ife,
either money,
o le je owo,
determines your future.
Oni yo pinu bi ojo waju re yo se ri.
If you decided to say, ah, today, maybe I'm a sister, and I said, if this guy is not working in an oil company or in a bank, I won't go into that marriage.
So, ba pinu lokan re wi pe ti arakunrin yi o ba sise ni bi o ifowopamo si abi bi epo o ko ni fe.
I bet you.
Won so fun wa,
if the guy loses his job in future, what will happen to that man?
Bi arakunrin na ba padanu ise re ni ojo waju nkan ki lo fe se.
So, I will not out of this body.
And I
want us to come to a conclusion.
Won fe ki a wa si ipinu pe
that money is good.
Owo dara.
Money answers everything according to the scriptures.
Owo nje fun ohun gbogbo nipa
ti Bible. We also know that is the root of all evil.
But e je ki a mo wi pe owo ni gbogbo ese.
The last is that before I take my leave here,
won to fi ori pepe sile.
What you value,
show
how eternal your perspective is.
O fi bi ojo la re abi bi iwo gangan yo se ri.
Apostle Paul says,
Apostle Paul wi pe,
for me to live,
fun emi ki o wa laye,
is Christ,
Olorun ni,
and to die,
lati ku,
is gain,
ere ni.
So what happens if we gather all the money in the whole world?
Ki lo sele ti a ba ga gbogbo ohun aye yi jo,
and the love is not there.
Ti ko si ife nibe.
Even the love for God.
Ti ko si ife Olorun nibe.
I pray that God Almighty will help us in Jesus.
Agbadura wi pe Olorun yo ran wa lowo.
Shall we pray?
E je ki agbadura.
Okay. Well, I thank you very much for this opportunity given unto me. Just like our father just said, he said, after everything we would pray. And I pray that at the end of today's discussion, we will see something tangible to take home.
And
Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Thank you very much for this opportunity. It is now I realize that I'm not standing before the studio camera, but standing before the great men of God. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Let's give the Lord a round of applause. More applause, please. Well, we thank God for this interesting session. By way of moderation, the crux of the presentation is that money is very important. Money, to the Bible, it answers all things. You see Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, verse 12. Chapter 10, you also see, money is a fence. Touch all things. It seasons relationship. It sweetens it. When there is clean praise and worship, it will even be exciting. Yes. You see, there could be melodious voices. Everything could be, you know, could be normal, could be methodical. In fact, arrangement at home could be exciting. Faces could be brightened. That is it. But there is a general misconception. If you take paper, you give it to men, it's money, the most important. And you give it to married women, it's money, the most important. We will get different results. Men, majority of the men, we said yes, money is it. Because they believe that that is all that men know. That is the general misconception. But you will say, to women, married one, no. Because they are married, they may not know what is involved now. They may think money is the ultimate. But those who are married, ask them. And if you think I'm lying, women, supposing you are sick and your wife, your husband lives in Abuja or in outside Lagos, the moment you inform him, you'll be rushed to the hospital. You say, I'm sick, oh. And you'll be rushed to the hospital 1 day, 2 days. He say, okay, I've transferred 500,000 to your account. He doesn't bother to come and see you. And you may complain again. No, you see, I'm not yet. Okay, I'm transferring another 200,000 into your account. Before, you may complain. He doesn't bother to come and see you. Married women. I need to answer for married women. You comfortable with that? Is there any married woman that is comfortable with that here? Any married? He's so busy. Then maybe he's full of political activities, or his job is too involving, and so he doesn't have time, but he's just pumping money. You are dying, oh. Amen. Is there any woman? But that is a general notion. So it is not the issue. It's not the most important. And we do all get this. But you are entitled, you are all free to express your opinion, and this is the time to ask your questions, to tell us your comments. This is your opinion, this I feel it is time for it. The only thing that I'm going to moderate it, I don't want somebody's comment, your own comment, to be a build-up, somebody's going to generate your own comment or generate your own question. So if you have a comment or you have a question, now is the time for you to let me have it in writing, or if I see your hands up, I give you a number, you come, and then you'll be privileged to answer your question or to express your comment. Is money the ultimate in showing love in a relationship? You want to talk to your husband, he said, I don't have time more. No. Tomorrow you wake up again in the midnight. I'm sleeping here, I have work. No time to talk, but money is there. Questions, comments, whatever your. There is no comment that is irrelevant to. If you have a different opinion, let's hear it. That's the essence of this. This is topical issues, and we want everyone to make contribution as well as possible. Comments, questions, either in written form or personal show of hands. So if your opinion differs from mine, that does not make your opinion inferior. Ministers, this is not the time for this. There is no spiritual issue in this world, no. At all. No exclusion principle at all. This is not a moment of appreciation. Yes. No exclusion principle. So I want to see hands, mature. Yes, I see a hand there. That's my number one. That's right, Yemi. That's my number one. You can come to the front. Number two, the Kimben.
The love will also shake because if it has been well, very comfortable, the man loses his job. So what's your advice for families that are going through that kind of situation? They were in love, money was coming in, but now the money has dried up. What's your advice for them? That's the first one. The second one is, I had a discussion with a friend of mine, a colleague, who is a female, and she said that the man's money is for the family, but her own money is for herself. So what's your advice for women also think like that? Because in such a situation, when the man now loses his job, it becomes a bigger issue because the woman naturally feels her money is for herself. Thank you very much.
Number two, please.
Praise the Lord. Mine is not a question, but just my own submission as regarding the topic under discussion.
That's fine.
That in a normal situation, in a normal love situation in a family, money should not be the ultimate. If there is genuine love within a wife and a husband, come rain, come sunshine, whether money or no money, that love will naturally radiate. So my own submission is that money should not be an ultimate in any relationship. Thank you.
And in the general that if you get our mommy's presentation, if money is the ultimate in relationship, when the family is shaking or when the negative, the unexpected happens, there is no way that family will not be shaken to the root. That is where you see disharmony, that is where you see breakup. Because the foundation on which the home is based has been, you know, eroded. And don't forget, it started by saying that money, that's what the Bible says, it can possess wings and fly. God bless you, Adikin, for that wonderful contribution. Number three.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Mom is on relationship. And the question is too concise. It's a too current question. Whereby it has to do with dating and marriage. And, you know, in these two, there are two parties involved. And these two parties have several values which they have built in the course of growing up with themselves. And they met each other. At what point do one party draw a particular value in order to enhance relationship and for love to grow?
That value, how is it related to the topic
now
we are discussing?
One of the value there is money. Another value appear growth that you build in the course of time. For example, you have a friend, you are going out with a lady, and your lady you are going out with does not like a particular friend you are keeping. At what point do one drop that value to enhance that relationship and for love to grow?
Okay. Our question should be directly related to money and relationship.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, number four.
Praise the Lord. that there is a common saying believed by all. It says, love conquers all. And I so much believe in my own perspective that if you truly love someone, I mean, the real love, in the real sense, you should be able to pass with anything. Whereby you are in a relationship, you love the person, you cherish and adore the person so much, but such a person is extremely stingy and doesn't play with his resources. How could such a thing be attributed to? Sir, do you get my question?
You are listening. Sorry. I was disrupted. Please give me your question again. I'm sorry.
All right, sir. Like I said earlier on, I said it's a general belief by all. Love conquers all, and I so much believe in a relationship. If you truly and sincerely love the person you're going out with, be it in a relationship or marriage, whatsoever, you should be able to give anything to please your partner, to suit that person. And my question goes to us, in a situation whereby this person in particular, I mean, this individual, so extremely stingy and unwilling to play with his resource. But he professes he loves you, he can die for you and all those stuff like that. What can we attribute that to be? And in the second case, my second question rather, in a situation whereby a lady, she's faced with inferiority complex, in the sense that all her friends are married to wealthy, influential and supposed to reach people, and she feels, oh no, she can't settle for less. Better off, no one should settle for less. We all should have that mindset. But in a situation like that, and she's so madly in love with someone, but the person does not have that money like she wanted, and she's like going for another person who she feels has the resource, and but she doesn't love the person. Citing an example of a friend I know. Thank you, sir. That's my question.
Yeah. Fine. Let me just come to your question. You have a situation, if you are dating somebody, for example, no, we started by saying love, money is good. And when I came here, I did say that money sweetens relationship. If you want to have peace, if that money is there, spend it. That is it. And you want the home to be a conducive place to be. If you don't have it, is a different thing. If somebody has money and is not ready to spend on you as a woman, like I told somebody, I don't see how much is too big for somebody to spend on his spouse. Now, if somebody is not ready to spend money, you know he has it, but he's not ready to spend. Well, you have a choice. You have not married. Is this actually the will of God for you, this man? Well, if it is the will of God, go ahead. If it is not the will of God, are you ready to cope with that stinginess? You can support it with prayer and fasting, so that the man can change. But if with prayer and fasting, in the moment you have entered it, and you have entered it, and no, that's all. So you have a choice when we have not married. Somebody who is stingy, you need prayer, you need to pray. So the only issue is that there is no single person who loves you without giving. A person can give without loving. Somebody cannot love without giving. For God so loved the world that he gave. So every love must be, is often backed up with certain actions. Even the people that do not have money, you see, they give you attention. They give you affection. They give you some other things that make you to even discountenance. You see a situation, somebody has money, he's toasting you. And another doesn't have money. You give because there are these other guys, there are values that you don't even share it at all. They don't have time for you because they believe that because he has money, he came from a get now. And then this guy, he doesn't even want time. He doesn't even want to see you, the two of you walking side by side. It's all those things. So you don't have to choose. That goes to your second question. You have to choose between the pursuit of money and real love. You love this one, it doesn't have money. If God does not have today, it doesn't mean that I cannot have tomorrow. I'm only giving you an example. I'll be a very, very, very clear example. The fact that somebody doesn't have today does not mean that he will not have tomorrow. I didn't. All of us started from somewhere now. I trekked separately and then. I mean, what are we talking? So, Rome is not built in a day. The person that is not having today will have tomorrow. If that is the will of God, and if that is the one you really love, you go ahead. But if you pursue money, you may discover that you have sacrificed your affection, you have sacrificed your peace for the pursuit of money. So, and if a person has money and is not ready to spend it, if you are not yet married, well, and you are comfortable to go with it, it is a choice that we have to make in a relationship. And at what point does the person drop a value? If, you know, that is the essence of courtship. This, if you have friendship, the courtship period is a period for you to reconcile your differences. I mean, that answers Israel. If two of you are in a relationship and you have irreconcilable differences at courtship, and you still want to go ahead because you are madly in love, it is a choice. It is a choice. If God says, this is the way I am, and a past no man, no woman can change that. Oh, and this type of friend you are keeping, no. In fact, if God comes to the world, he cannot stop me from moving with that person. That person is a drug addict. You see all the negative things. You are not just yet married. He said, please don't go to this area. You can touch the other area, but the type of friend. And if you are still madly in love, because they say love is blind, and you want to continue there like that, well, it is a choice. But when you are a courtship, values where you have different things, you begin to recognize. And you cannot drop everything. You don't expect somebody to drop everything in the same day. Every one of us that is married, several years, there are still things we are improving upon. So, nobody will just drop everything he brought from his father's house for you. One day, all of us are improving by the day. Love is growing by the day. So, nobody, Rome is not built in a day. Thank you very much. Number 4 or 5. Okay. So, I have some questions. You want to ask a question? Okay. I have some questions written here. Okay. Should partners think of marriage if there is no money and unemployed? Wait, so. Okay. Okay, let's ask. What is your advice for those whose spouse lost their job? And then, that's the first question, that if a spouse lost his job, what is your advice for such a person? And if the woman says, my money is for me, your husband's money is his property. Now the husband's job is at a leg. So, how do we convince the woman to make her own money available to the family? Let's answer those two questions.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are we tired? Or the topic is not interesting? Praise the Lord. My brother said, the first person that asked questions, said that he started an example of a guy that works in a company. When he was in an oil company, he lives in Ikoyi. And definitely, when he couldn't meet up, he was sent packing. And they couldn't, you know, let me tell you one thing, just like our daddy said, if your husband is transferred to Abuja, and every weekend you see a lot on your phone, money. Is it money that you're married to? I'm asking a question, I'm asking our mommies, is it the money that you are married to? I know every woman wants a relationship, we want affection. I'm a woman. We have to be sincere to ourselves at this point in time. Definitely the guy lost his job, and when the time he's supposed to show love to the wife, he was going abroad to watch football. So what would the wife do? Say, definitely the home, you know, they broke up, the marriage broke up. Then just like the one that our daddy, the last question asked. Let me tell you, if there is love, you will share whatever you have with your husband. And husband, you share whatever you have with your wife. Let me use myself as an example. Well, we all know the crisis that rocks the bank. It affected my husband. And whenever I want to say, let me put money down, I will say, when this man was working, he will just ask me to go to his branch in his account in Adeniso to collect money. So why should I find it hard to even put out my own money when it's out of job? If you have genuine love in your relationship with your husband and your wife, I bet you will share anything, but we will not share our lives in Jesus' name. If you are in genuine love, genuine relationship with your husband, the wife should be able to part with his money, while the husband should be able to part with his own money too. Then just like my sister said, if you are dating somebody who is stingy, and he said he loves you, I don't see that love as 100%. If he loves you 100%, he will give you whatever he has 100%. And that if you have two people, maybe one is wealthy and is stingy, and the other one is not so buoyant, but he genuinely loves you, I would advise you to even go for the one who doesn't have much. Because you only see today, you don't know what the future holds for the guy. Thank you so much.
Praise the Lord. In fact, I think there are some questions that we should even hand over to, we should deliver to our pastor. that are pastoral, that require pastoral answers. For example, should partners think of marriage if there is no money and unemployed? Pastor, will you be willing to join two people, to join people who have no money and unemployed? So I think it makes sense for us to say our pastor should answer that. And then, somebody says, how will I know, how can we discover or knowing God's will? Again, he said, how will I know if truly a lady loves me or money? Sir. Talking about money, I want us all to understand that it is not only money. What of the very rich family that still have problems? It should not only be money. Love, or okay, that is a comment.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When will a lady be ready for a relationship? How will I know if truly a lady loves me or my money? Okay, that's a man talking. It's a man talking. How can we discover knowing God's will? Should partners think of marriage if there is no money? Definitely, this is why in the Redeemed Christian Church of God, before we join two people together, they go through counseling. And I know the church authority even gives the pastorate the authority to inspect the home, the house of that brother. I can't join somebody who doesn't have a home. You don't have a room. You can't be living in your father's house. It's not right. In the church, I'm not sure if our counselor does it, but I'm sure they know it. You must have a cooking pot. You must have a bed. You must be prepared for it. It's a laughing issue, but very, very important. You must have a cooking pot. You must have a stove. You must have a room where you will keep omolomo. Hallelujah. So preparing to get married, like somebody will tell you, marriage is not something somebody rush into. You must prepare. Age, whether age is on your side or age is not on your side, all we need to do is do it the way it should be done. The counselors will have told us all you need. Very essential, very important things. Very important. Just a room is very essential. Somebody says, for me, money should not be ultimate in marriage. Love is the most important thing. After all, it is not my father or your father or your mother that say, okay, go on those days. Okay, go on my neighbor and go and marry from the family of this, go and marry my friend's daughter or my... No! You decided on your own. When you are going into it, how are you going into it? Are you going into it quickly?
deceitfully. Love, very essential. That's the most important thing we are talking about. When there is love, the issue of whether there is no money or there is no money, money there is money or there is no money, will not have an inch in that relationship. Money is very essential. The Bible says it. Very essential. But mind you, what the Bible says about money is that for the love of money, not money, is the kufir of money is of evil. That's the root of evil. Not money itself. Money is essential in a home. It's very, very... For instance, somebody who doesn't have a job. Somebody who lost his job. Now want to get married. I tell you, rather advise him or her. Relax. For the man, rather. Relax. Get something doing. Once you get something doing, then it will be easier. Otherwise, if the wife is not working, you are not working, how do you feel? You want to depend on your parents? Or you want to depend on friends? I tell you, the most disappointing set of human beings in life are friends. When you are in need, they are never there for you. So don't look at us. Let my Oremiyi, this one. No. Wait. Trust God to get you a job for a man. That is just it. Somebody was saying a man is stingy. Well, when you see that a guy is very stingy, there's nothing wrong in being stingy. You heard us mention the guy that will go here every week to Arsenal, to Manchester. Apaniena, Omoninokuno, prodigal son. I'm not saying somebody should be, when you talk of stinginess, you can define it. You can define it into three or four areas. For instance, as a lady, you are having a love relationship with somebody. And you now ask him to buy you Brazilian here. A lot of Brazilian here. How much? 150,000. Brazilian here. Go 150,000. Akura Brazilian here. What for? Hallelujah. Somebody is stingy towards some area. All you need to do, sit back. Look at that issue. Opera Brazilian here. I bought it once. In fact, I bought it once for my daughter. In fact, that day in London, Mami, we were together in London that period. You remember when she was in London, she insisted she must buy Brazilian here. I said, okay, go and get it. Go and call somebody. And when they came and gave me the bill in pound sterling, I shook my head. I said, see, Missy Glory. So, bro, sister, if somebody is stingy along that area, just accept. If somebody says, let's watch Arsenal, I'm sure you will turn. Wouldn't you want to go? Waste of money. So, is the most important thing in relationship is what? Is that love. When there are issues, you are there together. When money comes in, you enjoy it together. But for a man who refuses, when there is money, who refuses to take care of his home, I don't think such a man is worthy to be counted as a man. I beg, don't forget, if there's money, oh God of Jesus. We have been told money does what? Gross wings. When you have it, you better take it. Handle it carefully. Don't just do anything. Just spend anyhow. It easily, the way it comes in, 1 million will come, you spend. 300 will come, you spend. Anyhow. No. The other one that says man's money is for the woman that says, oh, the man's money is for the family. Our own money is for our own family. It's absolutely wrong. You are family. You see, what we need to look at is the foundation. For those of you that are yet to be in this institution, when you are going in, ensure the relationship is based on a very solid foundation. There are some members here. There was a day we asked how many of us have joint accounts.
and we were able to see one or two people who raised their hand, this issue we are discussing today will mean nothing to them. Because there's deep love. They spend their money together, but not unlike, I have another experience. I had one issue. The woman will come, put money, salary. The man, when she's going to the office, the man will give him transport money. When they want to eat, the man will give it from the same account. But suddenly, the man that was earning 30,000, now come and tell the wife, my salary is 16,000. They increase the salary by 15,000. At the end of every month, he came home and told his wife, it's only 1,000. How do you describe that? The foundation had been faulty. Money should not be ultimate. Shouldn't at all. It is very important, very essential, but it shouldn't be the ultimate when it comes to relationship. When you as a man or a woman going into a relationship, I was reading in the papers, somebody they asked me to change my name from Ikotun to my father's, the name of my father because of 50 million. And some men were saying, I will take it. I will change the name. Can you imagine that? For me now to change my name from Ikotun to my wife's father's name because they are giving me 50 million. And some people were saying, yes, they will do it. Money shouldn't be ultimate. Love is the key word. Even when you look at the book of Ephesians, there was nowhere in the book of Ephesians 5 the issue of money was ever mentioned. It's only love, submission, love. Love for man, love for woman, submission, and even submission for also a man. Clearly stated there. So brethren, all we are saying, since our mommy has said it, money does what? Fly. Has wings. Don't let money be the ultimate in your relationship, in your home. It's very important. The love of it. That's what the Bible says. It's not that the money is bad. The love of money. When you love it too much, too excessively, that is the root of evil. So let's ensure, even those of us who have been in this relationship for years, 30 years, from this morning's talk, we could go back, rethink, readdress, and ensure the home is family standing. And I pray, as we have heard the word this morning, money will not be a problem in our homes in the name of Jesus. It's simply because right from the beginning, the foundation was not sound. I pray every home, wherever there are cracks in our homes today, Jehovah El Shaddai will mend in the name of Jesus. Our children that are coming up, somebody said, tell them from the choir. speak to them. But then even you two men, we need to talk to you too. We are talking to ourselves, not only to the women. Huh? That's it. Good. So it is on both sides. We will talk to the women and we will talk ourselves too. We need to behave. Men. Women, you don't need to love money more than the love of Christ in that home. I pray that as we have listened today, changes, we will experience changes in our homes in the name of Jesus. How can we discover knowing God's will? When you want to know God's will about marriage, you know what to do. I mean, most of us will say, come for this program, come for Digging Deep, come for this. We are Sunday school. Even there are topics in Sunday school in Digging Deep that, God's will about marriage. If you don't want to know, come. The counselors will take you to, the pastor will take you through. Even in fact, you don't need to go too far. Pray seriously. All you need to do. There's no babalawo that will tell you. If any babalawo tells you this is your wife, oh panotora again because won't go for it. Yeah, what to facile, on for yeah, on panico lori 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 paton step. So it is only God that will tell you the way. And the only way to God is what? By prayer. If you have to fast, fast. And the Lord will see us through in the name of Jesus. Any other one shall we rise. Wait, is it the lady that approached you to be a friend or you? Except it was the woman that came and said, my brother, I love you. And we have told you here in the church of God, before you say, I love you, The pastor, the counselor will tell you, go and pray. Not just, why should a man write this kind of a question? Me of money, love of money. Why are you thinking of that? The Lord will deliver you. The writer, the Lord will deliver you. Shall we rise, brethren? Put our hands on to our mommy. Let's ask the Almighty God to bless her back. The wisdom, knowledge, and understanding she needs to exert, even in our own home. The Lord should give unto her. Every virtue that had come out of her today, the Lord should replenish. In the name of Jesus, you will not be a failure. You will not be a disappointment. Disappointment will not be your portion in your home over your destiny. In the name of Jesus, we pray the love of God, the agape love of Lord will continue to be your portion in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.